Welcome to the Future Skills 2022 project, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills needed in the labour market. My name is Claudia Miskowicz and I work for ARID Association. This podcast will deal with leadership roles. Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz is here with us today. She is an assistant professor at the Pontifical University of John Paul II in Krakow at the Institute of Social Work. We have invited Ms. Wojtanowicz because she is responsible for mediation in the social welfare system. She can tell us a lot about leadership. Could you please explain what leadership is?
Leadership is, simply put, managing a team, but not only by virtue of leadership functions, but primarily it is a kind of holding management based on the authority of the person. Leadership is associated with fulfilling this social role with the acceptance of the team you lead. Thus, leadership means more than only management. A good leader is not only a person who holds such a position and has these skills by the power of law. A good leader is also a person the team will follow, the person who, preferably with a team, will be able to define the mission, vision, and goal. This may sound a bit high-flying, but he or she is such a leader who is able to encourage the team to cooperate and pull together. It is not only a person who only fulfills their management functions. A leader organizes the workplace, motivates workers to achieve goals. The authority that a leader has, the vision, mission, and management style is accepted by workers who are very eager to join in the achieving of the mission. Leadership is associated with having authority and voluntary leadership over the team.
What qualities should a good leader possess?
I would like to emphasize the issues related to personality traits. Primarily, a leader must be a person who can impact others with their enthusiasm. A leader walks the walk and talks the talk. A good leader is also a person who is honest, not only when they complete tasks perfectly but also when they admit their own mistakes, when they openly communicate their requirements to the team, and when they boldly set directions of actions for the team they lead. The important thing is also being assertive, which is correlated with the attitude of the belief that our arrangements are so effective that we are determined to achieve the goals that are set. It is also a certain ability to be fair and have an objective assessment of the effects, the involvement of individuals in the implementation of tasks, the objective evaluation of the results, also in the field of some deficiencies and difficulties arising in the implementation of tasks. It is also the humility that makes others want to work with the leader. We have leaders who think that they know everything and that their knowledge will suffice to set and achieve goals. Humility comes with a leader willing to listen to others and to analyze and use their propositions. I think that warmth is also very important. There is also talk of the theory of decent management in business and corporate social responsibility. Politeness and openness to support the team in overcoming various difficulties, including those arising from personal development and having an impact on professional functioning, are important. Then the employee's well-being is also the well-being of the entrepreneur. Therefore, such a sensitivity and openness accompanied with politeness will have the impact on the employee's identification with the workplace because their needs are widely understood. I would like to emphasize that it is not easy to be a perfect leader, but it is always worth striving for the ideal and to perfect our leadership competences. Whether we are close to the ideal will be verified by our associates and our subordinates.
Could you tell us something about leadership styles?
There are different styles of leadership. I would like to point out the styles of leadership of Daniel Goleman, although I would like to emphasize that there is no ideal style of leadership. It is worth drawing from different styles. It is also worth identifying our personal predispositions to improve ourselves in a chosen one style which suits us best. The leadership styles are authoritarian, collaborative, and coaching style. I think that it is good to get to know the different styles of leadership, management concepts, and from each of them draw things that will be the most beneficial for a specific group of colleagues and in line with the personality traits and character of a leader. We can say that we are a democratic boss, but our character, like authoritarianism and firmness, does not give us predispositions to this style. So, it will be most beneficial if we keep improving our approach to leadership and draw from various styles and management concepts. In my opinion, it is best if each of the leaders works out their own style. It is also important that this style is clear to the leader and their colleagues.
Thank you very much to our guest, Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz. And thank you for listening to the podcast, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our website www.fs2022.eu.